Texte numéro 92. Whatever happened to the Gulf oil leak? No one knew how much oil was leaking, 5,000 barrels a day or far more. Models showed that currents might be able to take the oil slick around Florida and eventually along much of the East Coast. Fishermen in Louisiana, like hotels in Alabama and Mississippi, were panicking about a lost summer. The oil spill would show Americans the sticky, visceral costs of their energy policy. Just as earlier disasters, like the 1969 Santa Barbara spill, had mobilized the environmental movement, the Gulf spill would motivate support for new legislation to curb carbon emissions. 6 months later, the carbon bill has died without a vote. The presidential moratorium on new deepwater drilling was lifted early this fall. Congress never managed to pass legislation that would have improved drilling safety, nor did it make any new laws to help move the country off fossil fuels. The chance of tough climate and energy legislation seems remote, and the oil spill itself has vanished entirely from the media's attention. Even if the Gulf spill didn't destroy the vulnerable Louisiana wetlands to the degree that environmentalists feared, the impact on the aquatic ecosystem and fishermen that depend on it is much less clear. There is a great deal of oil still in the depths of the Gulf or on the sea floor. We may not be able to assess the impact on fisheries for years. The spill wasn't horrible enough to jolt the country into action on energy and climate, but what would have been enough with the grip oil and gas has over certain parts of the country? In Louisiana, most locals, as angry as they were over the disaster itself, were angrier with President Obama over the drilling moratorium. To oppose the oil industry in Louisiana is a political death sentence, which is why there was so much insistence on lifting the moratorium. A report from the Federal Reserve last February found that oil and gas accounted for 6.5% of Louisiana's revenue, more than five times the national average. A 4.9 million barrel oil spill didn't change those calculations. If the Gulf spill won't alter our relationship with oil, what will? Perhaps only one thing: cost. The only recent time we seemed close as a country to changing the way we use energy was in 2008, when gas prices skyrocketed past $4 a gallon. Those days may be coming back. Gas is nearly $3 a gallon, and oil is creeping towards $100 a barrel as the global economy restarts. It's almost inevitable that a true recovery will bring back high energy prices, and that might finally be enough to force legislation that can actually make a difference. If we've learned one thing about the American public, it's that an oil spill may be a disaster, but expensive gas is considered a real catastrophe. Adapted from The Observer, December 2010.